Well, the first of many early season college basketball tournaments gets underway tonight in New York. Memphis plays Oklahoma, and Connecticut, one of the storied basketball franchises in college basketball, takes on Gardner-Webb. Commentator John Feinstein joins us now. John, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
Who's Gardner-Webb?
The Running Bulldogs from Boiling Springs, North Carolina, Steve.
All right.
And they were not supposed to be here. This is one of those tournaments where they have the power schools, the three that you mentioned, play a couple home games against small teams that are just supposed to come in and roll over and play dead. Well, somebody forgot to get the message to Gardner-Webb when they went and played at Kentucky last week, because they started out ahead 14-0 and won the game by 16. And this is what we see in college basketball these days. Small schools with a couple of good players who get very eager when they play a team like a Kentucky, or you mentioned Connecticut, and they can play. We saw Butler last year win the preseason NIT. We all know the stories about Gonzaga. This is why college basketball is fun.
Everybody wants to be the next George Mason.
Exactly. George Mason was the best story, of course, when they went to the Final Four 2 years ago. And now we start each season with people saying, okay, who can be George Mason this year? The chances are nobody can, Steve, that getting to the Final Four for a school like that is a miracle. George Mason was a miracle 2 years ago. But these schools, like Gardner-Webb, can make an impact on the game, unlike in college football, where they're not even allowed to play in the same division with the power schools.
Well, let's talk about a different kind of underdog here. Florida has won the championship twice in a row, but they're not even in the top 25. How'd that happen?
Well, again, this is the other side of college basketball that, as you know, players now leave early for the NBA. Florida could have had four of their starters back from the two-time champions, because four of them were underclassmen, but they left for the NBA. They did come back once after winning the national championship, which is more than most kids do, and now Billy Donovan is starting all over again with a couple of kids who were backups last year and some talented freshmen. He'll probably have more fun coaching this year than he's ever had in his life, because there'll be no pressure at all. No expectations.
You'd think they'd get respect just for the program and for the coach, that they would be ranked at the beginning of the season anyway.
You would think so. I ranked them in my top 25 just for that reason, but I was outnumbered by the other people who vote in the Associated Press poll, but I agree with you.
Okay. Well, who is a favorite to win this year?
Well, Memphis, who you mentioned, is certainly a team. They have five starters back, and one of the best freshmen in the country in Derrick Rose, their point guard. North Carolina, Georgetown, teams like that that were very good, return most of their players, and UCLA, which is in back-to-back Final Fours, lost to Florida both times, and with Florida not having their players back, Ben Howland's team thinks they can win it all. They've got a great freshman, too, in their center, Kevin Love.
Freshman going to play a big role in the season?
Yes, because with the NBA rule that came in last year that brought Greg Oden and Kevin Durant to college basketball for one season, you're now seeing these kids not go straight from high school to the NBA. They go play college ball for 1 year, they're very talented, and then they're gone into the NBA like Oden and Durant.
John, thanks very much.
Thanks, Steve.
Comments from John Feinstein, whose latest book is Cover Up, Mystery at the Super Bowl.